All right, let's turn our attention a little bit to Giants baseball. Last night, and maybe one of the more dramatic wins, as I said earlier, Bumgarner, Cosart, you thought it would be in the bag. Bumgarner gives up the home runs. The Giants come back. Had so many twists and turns last night, Alex. Some of your thoughts on last night.
I don't know if it was a good win or survival or what that was. It was hard to I know they felt it was a really good win. It is. You have to remember that they blew a 6-0 lead with Bumgarner on the mound, throwing the way he did in the first four innings. So, you know, there continue to be some of the issues that we've seen throughout the second half. It has continued to go on. I think certainly the fact that they were able to pull it out last night, to me, had all the kind of hallmarks of what we've seen in the second half, that you blow a lead and all of a sudden you look up and the lineup hasn't gotten a hit in three or four innings. So it looked like another one of those nights. That the fact that they're able to change that, and I think Kelby played a huge part in that, his ability to get two strike hits and what he's done off the bench for these guys in September, I think that was huge for him. It's something they have to do going forward. They're going to continue to have issues, I think, in the bullpen, but they have to find a way. The lineup has to find a way on certain nights. You have to be competitive in the late innings, too. They can get to other teams' relievers, too.
Kelby Tomlinson, Alex, 10 for 23 with runners in scoring position. And, you know, as I've said, he's the Matt Duffy factor. He's the guy who chokes up on the bat, who'll go to right field, who'll use the whole field. I thought for him, maybe the most, you know, and they needed this. Let's face it, with 7 to go, every game is like a playoff game. You don't want to lose one. But for him to come up in that situation, I had full confidence in him. And I think it puts him on the playoff roster. If they get in this thing, I think he gets in there, and I hate to say it, he may squeeze your guy out.
Well, we'll see how the roster plays out, but I think absolutely he's on the postseason roster. To me, he is the most secure option off the bench. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're comparing him to Adrianza or to any of the young outfielders or to any of the veterans they have. I think Kelby's approach in late innings and his ability to shorten up, his ability to hit with two strikes. He doesn't strike out in those situations. He puts the ball in play. And look, a lot of times good things happen when you just put the ball in play. It's that simple. We've seen it on the other end. We've seen ground balls get 2 feet away from Crawford or Panic last week in a blown save for the Giants. It's just a matter of sometimes runners on second make something happen. I think Kelby does that as well as anybody.
All right. Today, Ty Block goes to the hill. 6 innings, 1 hit. Tremendous numbers. We've seen him for a couple of years. Great kid out of Creighton, 5th-round draft choice. Your thoughts about Ty Block getting the ball today and who follows him if there's trouble?
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating matchup to me because I think we're going to see a similar Padres lineup to what we saw 2 nights ago, which is really 4 guys who just got called up, 4 guys who have seen quite a bit of Ty this season. It is always an adjustment, and I think, you know, none of the guys, certainly Ty's done a great job at 6 hits or 1 hit and 66 pitches in 6 innings tells you all you need to know. But it was a situation where he was facing guys who hadn't seen him before. A lot of the Rockies and the Dodgers the other night had not seen it before. So I think that's going to be fascinating today to see if he faces Renfroe and Margot and, you know, the other kids they called up. To me, it's going to be a good test for him. And it'll tell us a lot about where he's at and what he can do. This is all part of a race to the postseason. This is a huge game for the Giants, but it's also kind of an interesting day because you're looking down the line. This is a guy who's going to compete for a rotation spot next spring. So it's kind of a sneak peek at him.
Well, it's Ty Block against the Chihuahuas today. I like it. I think it's great, and I think they're lucky to have him against these guys because they are in there and they swing the bat and they do make an impact. All right, injury-wise, Johnny Cueto, according to you guys, you and Andy and Henry, sounds like Cueto will not start even on Tuesday. How does he get slotted back into this thing?
I think it's up to his health. Well, you know, Tuesday would be the earliest he could throw a bullpen session. Obviously, you can kind of extrapolate from there. And you know, he wouldn't pitch on Wednesday then. So you're looking at Thursday is possibly the earliest that Johnny could get back in there. But the one thing about it is they're not committed to Johnny making one more start in the regular season. So I think this does, in a way, make it easy because you're not trying to rush him back out there and not trying to get 2 starts out of him. They're going to get 1 start out of Johnny the rest of the way. You kind of look at it and try to figure out what the best way is to make that happen and whether you want to line him up, you know, for the Dodgers or line him up so he can pitch game one of a potential playoff series if Bumgarner's lined up for the wild card. I think they can line Johnny up a little bit as opposed to just trying to get him out there on Tuesday so they can rush him back on the mound.
Okay, good point. And Crawford, do you expect to see him in there today?
I'm not sure. It's been kind of hit and miss with him. I think he feels better. To me, the Giants usually err on the side of caution with these things and usually look at it and look at the off day tomorrow at the chance that Brandon doesn't play today to get two additional days to heal and be ready to go for the stretch run. On the other hand, we just talked about Ty Block and you have a rookie out there making his first start. It certainly always helps to have Brandon Crawford out there if he's able to go.
Boy, absolutely. Alex, we'll let you go. I know you've got a lot to do. Two last things for you to comment on. One, Romo, ninth inning, veteran, knows what he's doing. Went down to Will Myers, and he got him to roll over. A great way to end it. So Romo in the ninth. And two, Bumgarner, boy, has he hit a wall here? I mean, those pitches were up, and the Padres didn't miss him.
Yeah, Madison actually told us that was the best his felt all year, which, you never know when you hear this from guys. I think we hear it from guys sometimes on days where they're awful, and sometimes you hear guys say they felt terrible in the bullpen and they go out there and pitch well. So you never know, but I think the fact that he did feel good with his stuff, he's thrown the most pitches in baseball, so it's going to add up. But I do think he is in a pretty good spot at this point here. The stuff, for the most part, the other night at Dodger Stadium was fantastic, and really the first four innings last night, you could kind of see him getting into it. So I think, for me, that's not an issue. I talked to a scout who was there last night. He thought he looked phenomenal until those mistakes. He said he had Madison making, I think, five mistakes the whole night, and three of them got hit out. So that's just kind of a weird night for him. As far as the ninth inning, looks like Romo's the guy, and he'll be the guy going forward, I think, until something happens, unless he, blows it. But he has a history of doing this. He has a history of saving these guys in big spots. So unless something happens with him, I think that's your closer going forward.
Wow. Hey, thanks for taking the time. I know you've got a lot on your plate this morning, and I appreciate you coming on, and I'm looking forward to see you on Tuesday.
All right, Marty. Take care.
All right. That is Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area. Nice for him to get on here. I know he's got to get in the clubhouse and get some reaction to the passing of Jose Fernandez. So that is the big news this morning throughout baseball. If you can get on MLB and find the archive of the Marlins press conference, that will tell you the whole story, watching Don Mattingly talk about this young man, and I've heard a lot of things on the radio this morning about it. So, tragedy in Miami. The community of baseball grieves for the loss of Jose Fernandez, a very bright light. So, life goes on, and that is what you have to do, and you have to move forward. But you could always think about him, remember him, and I know Miami will, the community itself will mourn for him. The game was canceled today. The Mets do come in there tomorrow. Jose was going to pitch tomorrow against the Mets. So the Mets are a team that they've been through 9/11, the Piazza home run, the playoffs and the Yankees and all that kind of stuff. They're not strangers to situations like that. But you look at a pennant race and the things that we take for granted every day, and all of a sudden this comes up, and then you have to get back to work tomorrow for Miami. With the Mets coming in, that's going to be an interesting week of baseball here to see how everybody reacts. But the feeling is mutual throughout the community of baseball, a great loss of Jose Fernandez. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.